From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Google is at it again. The giant online search engine says it's getting into business with EchoStar, the second largest U.S. satellite TV service. This deal opens for Google potentially at least the $60 billion market for broadcast and cable TV advertising. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us. Amy, is there any business Google doesn't want to be in?
Well, it sure doesn't seem like it, does it? What Google has announced is a deal to sell advertising on EchoStar's Dish Network. For a while now, Google has been trying to translate its success with search advertising to other media. It's been testing the sale of newspaper ads and radio spots. And Google's already been selling TV ads through a small cable company in California. So this really is a national push of something they've been working on for a while.
So when you say they're selling TV, they're selling advertisers space on the satellite. Say if I run a hardware store and I want to advertise a hammer sale, I can buy the spot on Google and have it run on EchoStar or maybe some other service.
That's right. What they're doing is running sort of an auction for selling ads. Advertisers will be able to upload a spot online and specify where they want it to run, how much they're willing to pay. The highest bidder wins, and Google then sends the ad to EchoStar. Google will also be able to target the ads somewhat better through viewing information provided by those set-top boxes, though they won't actually have access to individual viewing habits or households. Apparently, they'll eventually be able to reach groups as small as a dozen viewers. But still, you know, that's really not nearly as targeted as Google's bread and butter, you know, search advertising. Danny Sullivan is editor-in-chief of the news site SearchEngineLand.com. He says there's a crucial difference between a television viewer and someone surfing the net.
With search advertising, people are always telling you exactly what they want. They're almost broadcasting their desires, and you as an advertiser get to tune into that and you can answer it. Whereas with television advertising, no one's expressing their desire other than they'd like to watch a TV show and you'd like to interrupt them with an ad.
Which brings us to something else Google is offering. Advertisers will be able to find out how many people are skipping their ads a lot sooner than they can with other providers. And Google says it will only charge based on the number of households where the ads actually play.
You wonder if Google really can manage all of these things that it's attempting.
Yeah, well, that is something analysts worry about. But the other worry is that if Google doesn't do this, someone else will. And there are, in fact, other companies getting into this business. As you said, it's a $60 billion industry. And Google doesn't want to be too late to the game.
Amy, thank you. Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.